For 37 years, CSU's College of Business has welcomed executive leaders across all industries to speak at what they call Business Day. This year, it was Broncos President and CEO Joe Ellis's turn.
We bring in an iconic leader like Joe Ellis, who has the reputation for integrity, the reputation for steely leadership, who is steering one of their favorite franchises to the top of the NFL heap. These are students who are looking to see what leadership is like in a sector of the industry or sector of their workforce that they never get a chance to see. So having Joe Ellis here is one of the big highlights of this day's program for our students here.
Today's message, environmental sustainability, creating business value through a three-pronged bottom line of people, profit, and planet, all important parts of the Broncos' business, going usually unseen.
There's a lot of behind-the-scenes work that needs to be done, that needs to get taken care of to make a game day experience excellent for our fans, put our team together and try to provide an excellent team on the field. All those elements require a lot of detailed work done by a lot of different people. When I started at the Broncos back in 1983, I believe, I'm counting my days now, I think we might have had 45 people in the company. And today, when we combine our stadium operations with the team efforts, scouting, and everybody else, we're up to about 215 employees. So it's a much bigger business, and there's a lot more opportunities out there to get involved in the business.
This is the second event in less than a week the Broncos have participated in with new partner Colorado State. The football team practiced down at Dove Valley last Saturday afternoon. In Fort Collins, I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV.